Thank you, Lord. I'm going to take a few minutes just to close this service. I want you to stand in honor of what the Lord have to say for us in the next few minutes. What a glorious time we have in worship this morning, isn't it? How many of you agree? Just give the Lord a shout, yeah? Woo! What a delight it is. What a delight it must be to Almighty God as we present to Him our extravagant praise, our exuberant worship and our extreme adoration for Him. I want to leave you this morning before you go, just this question of how much is our worship worth? And the word that the Lord gave to me to share with you before we go, as I sent you off as the last part of our worship service, is saying that in the end, we are blessed to be a blessing. You know, we bless God, God bless us, but for what? It's so that we can be a blessing. And everything begins with what is inside of us. James chapter 1, the Apostle James said in James 1 verse 26 and 27, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. It's interesting that the word religion used here in the Greek is the word turiskia, which literally refers to this, our external expressions of worship offered to God either by an individual or a group. In other words, it is talking about our worship. It's the word religion literally can be translated as worship, our religious ceremonies, and what we do to express our devotion to God externally. In short, brothers and sisters, James is talking about what we just did this morning. Our praise, our singing, our dancing, our lifting of hands, our giving, all of these things. And he's talking about that. And it's very interesting to me that James highlights for us in these verses three absolutes that will make all that we do acceptable and pleasing to God. What is religion? What is worship that's acceptable and pleasing to God? James gives us three absolutes. And notice this, it has nothing to do with how well we play our music, how accurately we hold a tune, or even how high we jump. Although all these expressions, I want you to know, it adds to the vibrancy of our worship. They are all valid expressions. And I'm so glad that this morning we have all demonstrated that. Out of the passions of our heart, we praise God with all the top of our lungs. We jump up and down. We lift our hands. We give passionately. All these are valid expressions of worship. And my prayer is that we will continue like that week after week after week. Isn't that right? Every week we come, we give to God everything that we have. But listen, we can have all that, but here are three absolute essentials that James highlights for us. And it has very little to do with all these things. What are they? I'll tell you what they are. Firstly, it's a controlled tongue. Hear me, people. We want to make FCC a worshiping church. Where do we start? Every one of us here have a controlled tongue. James chapter 1 verse 26. If anyone considers himself religious, but yet we do not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Wow. Listen, people. Careless speech makes our worship worthless. Careless words make our worship worthless. If our tongue is not tamed by the Holy Spirit, our worship becomes worthless, regardless of how loud we sing or how hard we praise. And then James goes on, in fact, to say in James 2:9, listen, with the tongue we praise our God and Father, and with it we curse man who has been made in God's image. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. So my brothers and sisters of FCC, let us resolve as we leave this place this morning, we will tame our tongue. We'll put it under the control of the Holy Spirit, and we will use our tongue after we stepped out of this place. Use it to praise God. Use it to bless. Use it to edify. Use it to encourage others. Everybody say amen to that, isn't it? It's not what we do in this service alone. It's what we do outside of this service. Ephesians 4:29 says, don't let any unwholesome words come out of our mouth. but only that which is helpful for building others up. May God give us all a tongue sharpened by the Holy Spirit, so wherever we go, we will bless. Wherever we go, we will be an encourager, a controlled tongue. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need as we leave this place. Here's number two, a caring heart. It's not just a controlled tongue, a caring heart. James 1:27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: look after orphans and widows in their distress. I tell you, God's heart is always specially close to the poor and the needy, the disadvantaged and the marginalized. All of our worship becomes worthy when we have a heart that cares for the poor and needy. James singles out the widows and orphans only because they are the most vulnerable in his society. But in our society, there are many who live in Perth, Australia, who are poor and needy, not just physically, but emotionally they are poor, relationally they are poor, spiritually they are poor. There are people suffering from injustice, there are people suffering from oppression. But listen to me, people, worship that is divorced from caring for the poor and needy is worthless in the sight of God. You hear me? I tell you, that's why we have Touchpoint Community Services. For what? It's so that we can reach out in love to those that are in need. That's why we are going to start platform in Septimus Row. For what? It's so that we can begin to reach out to people in our city to care for the poor, the needy, the disadvantaged, the marginalized. That's why we host Perspective Conference this coming Saturday. For what? It's so that we can touch the different spheres of society and seek to transform our city by injecting kingdom values into the marketplace. By then introducing people to the King himself, and then we see the world transform. And that's why I want, and as many of us, all of us, in fact, to come to the Perspective Conference this Saturday so that we can build this highway that will connect the church to our city in a tangible way. After this service, you rush out and you sign up. A controlled tongue is what we need, and a caring heart. And lastly, most importantly, may God make every one of us worshippers, people with a consecrated life. James 1:27 says, we keep ourselves from being polluted by the world. Worship that flows out of a consecrated life is what God is looking for. Hallelujah. Worship that comes out of a pure and untainted heart is what God considers worthy worship. We are in this world, brothers and sisters, but we are not of this world. You know, we are in the marketplace, but we operate with a totally different value system. We operate with kingdom values. It's like, it's a totally different operating system. And listen to me, we cannot operate with God's operating system on a Sunday, and then on Monday we switch to the world's operating system. We cannot. The same values we hold here on a Sunday morning as we worship and lift up this name, we will have the same operating system in the world on Monday, in our marketplaces. Isn't that right? You cannot work on a Mac OS, operating system on Sunday, and then on Monday you go to Microsoft. Your system will crash. We have to choose one or the other. You cannot have both. And that's why James says, keep yourself from being polluted by the world. 1 John 2:17, the world and its desires will pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Hallelujah. That's what true worship is. We need a controlled tongue, a caring heart, and a consecrated life. And then when we come Sunday after Sunday and we offer to God worship that flows out of the consecrated life, I tell you, God's manifested presence will visit us week after week after week. Hallelujah. Before you go this morning, can I invite you, let us consecrate ourselves afresh to the Lord. And then I dismiss you with this mission, that you go out into the world, you go out into the marketplace, and you make a difference. Amen. Would you lift your hands to God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This morning, before we go, would you offer your tongue to the Lord? And you say, God, give me a tongue tamed by your Holy Spirit. You know, this tongue can be set on fire. Either by the fires of hell that cause us to curse and to swear, or it can be set on fire by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And we can begin to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Would you take your tongue and consecrate it to the Lord this morning? Would you take our hearts and let's consecrate it to the Lord and say, God, change my heart from a heart of stone, change it into a heart of flesh so that I can feel for that which is that you feel for. Lord, the things that are important to you will become important to us. Lord, would you take our hearts and give us a heart that is on fire for you. A heart that cares for the poor and the needy, the disadvantaged and the marginalized. God, give us a heart that is like yours. Place our heart next to yours and let it beat in tandem with you so that whatever is important to you becomes important to us. And God, this morning we consecrate our life afresh to you. And we say, God, let our lives be totally under the control of our God. Help us to operate with the system of God and not the system of this world. Help us to make a difference wherever you planted us in the marketplace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you this morning for the wonderful time we have to express our heart's worship to you, Lord. Thank you that we can use our body, soul, mind, and spirit to worship you totally, extravagantly, exuberantly. And Lord, we pray that as you send us away from this place, put a mission in our heart so that, God, we know that we have been blessed this morning to be a blessing in this broken world. Thank you, God. Anoint us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Fill us up so that we can pour ourselves out in the marketplace of the world. In our campus, in our schools, in our families, in our offices, in our factories, we can pour ourselves out to a world that is so in need of you. And God, we pray in Jesus' name, fill us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us that controlled tongue, that caring heart, and a consecrated life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, may the love of the Father fill your hearts so that as you step out into the world, you will pour it out on others. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ make you a peacemaker wherever you are so that you can bring peace to a world that is broken by turmoil. And may the power of the Holy Spirit be with you so that you, whatever we do, we will do it not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. And may God send us away from this place a worshiper, a true worshiper. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a good hand. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Woo. After a service like that, I don't know how to end. So why don't you turn to your neighbor, give them a good heart, and tell them, be a true worshiper, okay? May the Lord bless you. Next week is an amazing time. Marketplace Sunday, so be